Morning, Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, how are you today? Wait a second. School's out for the summer. What do you can't possibly be working, can you?
No, I'm just calling in from the beach.
Well, that's good. I like
Florida.
That.
Yeah, it's awesome down here.
Sounds a little sandy.
We're having a great time.
Now, you had a great time during graduation, though. A little bit different set of circumstances this year, but it sounded like everybody with the new normal, little gym action, little auditorium action. Things, from all reports, sounded to work out great. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, we weren't really sure what to expect. We haven't really had a graduation ceremony here in over 30 years, but we had a group of people try to make the best of the situation, and the feedback that we've received, at least initially from people I'm most interested in, that had a comparative viewpoint to Assembly Hall, have been pretty positive in regards to the experience here, a little bit more intimate, a little bit more special, maybe because it's actually at the school where the kids attended and did some special things. And, you know, we were able to see the graduates a lot better walking across the stage in a smaller venue. And the one exception was the restriction on tickets, which was 6 for us. Outside of that, though, all the feedback was pretty positive. We had about 200 people in the auditorium who watched it on a simulcast, and we had space available in the gym right before the ceremony to offer those people a seat, and only like 25 of those 200 people took us up on that.
Yeah, so, padded chair, air conditioning, color TV.
Yeah, they had it pretty good.
Well, that was the fun part, because I think some people, I hope, didn't assume it was going to be on a folding chair in a hallway with a projector on the wall or anything. The auditorium's a nice place.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Now, what was your feedback on parking? Did you have enough spots for all that?
Well, our parking, you know, it's not as good as Assembly Hall, but we had several security people out that way kind of directing people.
Right.
And having drop-off spots and plenty of handicap parking. So we really didn't receive as many concerns there as I thought we would. We had all the kids park across the street on the north side of our campus in the transportation lot. So we took those potential 400 vehicles and got them off campus so that we would have more room, encouraged people to carpool. But they managed to do it, you know, so...
Great. Well, everybody came together for a new situation and made it work out. That's pretty cool stuff.
Mark, yeah. Each class has got a kind of a personality to it. Tell us a little bit about this class. What are some of their accomplishments?
Well, pretty special class that we'd like to thank for all of their recognition and honor that they've brought to Bloomington South. Pretty high achieving academically, and pretty well performing in extracurriculars for sure. About 76% of this class will go on to four-year post-secondary institutions. As you know, Keith, we've got kids entering any kind of college across the country that you can name. We've got another 18% of our kids going to two-year programs of one sort or another. 165 of this graduating class of 417 were inducted into the National Honor Society based on a national set of criteria for admittance. Their SAT performance was extremely high, in the top 10% in the state. Their AP, Advanced Placement Exam, performance is super strong. 695 exams were given to over 360 students this year, with a lot of national recognition given to the performance of our kids in that particular area. Based in large part on their contribution, this senior class allowed us to be recognized as a 4-star school again this year, which is a fairly high ranking from the state of Indiana. And this group earned over $4.9 million in scholarship monies based on their academic performance.
How many? How much?
$4.9 million, which is a record for us. Our previous record was 4.2. And I can remember 10 years ago us being thrilled when we broke the million-dollar mark. So pretty special group of kids.
Mark, you had one young lady that had $250,000 in scholarship offers herself.
Well, she's going to be floating me alone next year.
Oh, yeah, that, or, that or president, one of the two.
Yeah.
Did you let her borrow the South wheelbarrow so she could take all that $250,000 to the bank? My goodness.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, kids, people don't realize that, we hear about stuff. But overall, kids do a really good job. If you have expectations and you give them some direction, they'll perform at a very high level. And we see this out of our high schools all the time, and South is no exception.
Well, you're talking about 417 kids who accomplished all these things. They're heavily involved in philanthropic efforts, which don't get too much coverage.
Oh, talk about the dance marathon. Talk about that.
Dance Marathon is a pretty strong program here, raising money for Riley Children's Hospital. We raised over $122,000 this year in that particular philanthropic effort. Yeah, the highest of any school in the state. It was kind of cool this year. They named a room in Riley Children's Hospital after Bloomington South for the contributions of that group over the course of the last 10 years.
Well, and you got a student and a teacher that got a Red Wagon Award.
We did, and very proud of that, too. Joe Doyle is the spearhead behind that effort, but it's a school-wide and community-wide effort, and just kind of tells you what kids are involved with that don't seem to be sound bites, a lot of places,
right.
But we know what they're doing. We had over 1,000 kids here on a Saturday night during the final piece of that dance marathon, and that's a great learning experience for our kids, I think,
yeah.
And speaks volumes of their ability to think outside themselves as 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and that's pretty special.
We're talking with Mark Fletcher, who's the principal of Bloomington South. And, Mark, even though school is out, technically, you've got summer school going on, and you still got sports activities going on because you got kids that are still involved in tournaments.
We do. It's been a crazy spring athletically for us.
Good crazy.
good crazy. This last Saturday, our baseball team won the regional. Our track teams finished in the top 10. We had two Mental Attitude Award winners on the same day, which I don't know if that's ever happened, but Deacon Voles won the IHSA Mental Attitude Award at the state track meet, and Denise Askwe did the same in the Final Four tennis tournament in Indianapolis. So not only are they achieving highly athletically, as people are aware of, I think, but the Mental Attitude Award piece of it speaks again to the quality of kids we have. I think we've got a pretty special thing going on in Bloomington. Good kids, good teachers, and a supportive community. And when you have those three ingredients, I think some pretty good things can happen. So we're lucky. I mean, it's not as nice as being here on the beach in Florida, but like a close second to that.
It's amazing how you can mute the seagulls in the background. Is that an iPhone app you have that that does all that?
Absolutely.
And just a quick update, the baseball semi-state is going to be this Saturday at Plainfield High School, 3 o'clock at South in Terre Haute North. Familiar matchup there. Get together this weekend. So best of luck to your kids. And obviously, Denise will continue in the singles portion of the IHSAA tennis stuff as well. What's going on this summer? Any big changes at South that we need to be aware of before we talk to you next August when this thing all kicks off again?
Well, we're working to prepare to transition into kind of the one-to-one device mode here.
Yeah, laptops are all and for all a good night. That's right.
So we're organizing, making sure that goes smoothly as we start the year. And, teachers will use that technology to better provide a more engaging curriculum is the concept. We want the curriculum to drive the technology and not technology drive the curriculum.
Right.
But
you work in concert, it makes everybody's life easier because nobody walks in and says, hey, the dog ate my laptop. No, that doesn't happen. It's there, it's covered, and we're running out of excuses not to learn.
We can eliminate that one, yes, sir.
The dog ate my hard drive. Yeah, that doesn't work.
The way, Mark, you got 30 kids that are spending their summer learning how to fix these computers the kids are going to be learning on.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we don't have lag time when these devices have little problems here and there. So we'll have kids available each period who are being trained now in a 4-week intensive program to be.
My nephew's one of those.
Available.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an awesome class.
And
Kevin
he said
Sparks,
it's great.
is here, and he's kind of running that program, and those kids will be the saviors for us, and they know more about these devices.
I told him. I saw him last night. I told him to be careful. I said, "Watch out, because you get a cardboard paper cut on unboxing those things. Oh, that's gonna hurt for a week. Go slow. Take your time, because you've got a few to get out of those boxes." I've heard.
There you go.
Hey, Mark. We always appreciate your humor, and we always appreciate the good information and the job you do down at South. And we again appreciate your time as well. SPF 25 today. Let's not get that sunburn. Day two of vacation. And we'll get caught up with you before this all kicks off in August.
Amen, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.